All right, hold on. Okay, today is March the 28th, 2017. We'll have Fun Friday this Friday, so be prepared to come and have fun. And let's prepare ourselves in our usual fashion. We'll have a few moments of silent prayer, the option of rebound if necessary. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity for us to be here and to feed upon your word. We need to feed our souls spiritual nourishment every single day. If we don't, we're the worse for it. And we use our own volition as to decide whether we're going to do it or not. We have a eternal sense of destiny, meaning we know that as we make the correct decision to feed on your word, that it will have eternal repercussions. Blessings and rewards and decorations are for those who are prepared, for those who are moving forward in the spiritual life. So we thank you for this and recognize this all by your grace, and help us to concentrate this evening, for we pray it in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to start tonight by going online. I'm already online. I'm going to show everyone, and for those who are live streaming, how to get on YouTube, how to get to our site on YouTube. And then I'm going to bring up one of them, and I'm going to show you some of the benefits of it. And you might want to, if you want to take notes, at least how to get to it, I'll go slow enough for you to do it. But I'm going to have to put the mic down in order to type in the address. The what? Well, we've got two mics here, and they both got to be in the same place. This mic does not pick me up. I just got on Google here. I'll put it here. I don't know. I don't think you'll be able to hear me. And I'm going to type YouTube.com. Because I've gone to YouTube before, it'll pick it up before I'm finished typing it in.
Okay. I'm gonna redo that because I want to come up the way it will for you. I have
right here, I have YouTube. Okay, YouTube. I had it twice. Okay, now I have YouTube.com, and I'm just going to hit enter to bring that up. And this is what it looks like when it comes up. Now, in this space right here, we're going to type CBC Brenham.
Yes, in the search. CBC Sprace Brenham. Okay, and then
and then we'll just hit enter again. And right up here at the top, it says CBC Brenham. There's a picture of our church. And there's 12 videos that are on it right now. Okay? It'll tell, and that will be increasing. Then underneath this, it says, in-depth Bible teaching you can understand. So somebody that isn't familiar with this, that might entice them to go on and see. Now, this is hyperlinked CBC Brenham, but you do not, repeat, you do not click on that because it won't take you where you need to go. When I say it's hyperlinked, that means when I put my cursor on it, see how that turns to a hand? And that means you can click on it, but that's not what you do. You click on the channel right here. See where it says channel? Because we're going to, this is the channel. We click on that, and here's where we go to. This is our sign, the way it used to look like, by the way. I didn't even notice. I guess I don't pay that much attention to the sign. I came in tonight, and it looks horrible. Anyway, that's our sign. Now, in order to get to the videos, and I think this is where some people are not, what they're not doing, and they're not getting to it, we're going to click on, this is the home page. We want to go to videos right here. So I'm going to click on videos. And that's going to bring up the YouTubes that we have there so far. Has everybody got that? We were on Google, and we put in YouTube.com. It took us to YouTube. Then we put in there CBC.com. CBC Brenham. What?
Can you not get on it if you go to start page instead?
To start page?
Don't use the volume start page.
Yeah, you can use any browser you have. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Google. Yeah, if you just use your browser, whatever one you have. Well,
that's okay. I'll work with it.
Okay.
It's a search engine, though.
If you have Mozilla or Bing or Google, whatever, either it's supposed to work on all of them because it's just a search engine. Okay. So now we went to our website. To our YouTube site, and it showed. What do you do then? You click on channel. And when you click on channel, it brings this up, but the video is not showing, so you have to click video right here. Now we're ready to go. You got that?
You click channel and then video.
Right. Okay, now, these are the different ones that we have loaded so far. Now I'm going to take this one. Okay. Let's just pick this one. Now you might be wondering, why is this red right here? This is a bar. As you proceed, as it's going along, it'll go with you until it's completely done. It'll turn completely red. The reason this one is red up to here, because when I left it, that's how far it went. So if you're on a YouTube channel, and you have something else to do, and you close it, and you turn the computer off, it doesn't matter. When you come back to YouTube, it's going to pick up right where you left off. Right there where that is. You don't have to worry about where it is. That's what that's showing. So we'll click on this. All you have to do to bring it up is click on it.
Being familiar with the major events of the Bible.
Okay, I'm going to close that for just a moment. By the way, some of them are really dark right now. But this one was really dark also, and there is an editing little format thing on YouTube, and it went from looking darker than this to looking like that. Hooray for that.
Amen.
Because
you're a silhouette.
Yeah. And so, but it takes, this is brand new, and it'll take us a little time, but we're going to get them all looking good like that. Okay, so here's where it scrolls. You can also, see this red line here, and as this goes, it shows you the time factor. If I click right there, it'll take me right to it. It just takes a minute to buffer. Let's see what the sound is on this. Okay, wait. We hit this. Okay, so that's pretty handy. Or you can go back. Now, you notice that I'm stopping. You can pause this. So, on live streaming, you can't pause, can you? So you may have watched something and you didn't get something on live streaming. Well, it will be on the YouTube, and you will be able to bring it up and scroll to wherever you think it is, and then you can pause it. You can copy whatever this is on the screen. I think I have one. Let me get down here somewhere and see if I have the screen behind me. Yeah. See the screen there? Now, I'm not on full view. If you click over here, it looks like this. See?
Oh, wow. That's full screen.
That's full screen. And then if I just click here, it starts going.
Just click in the middle of the video and it'll pause it. It's really easy.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
And so, with God.
Now, one thing about it, so, this is just the way it is right now. When we have the backdrop on here, it makes me pretty much of a shadow, but that's okay. I don't care because when we have that up there, I want people to be paying attention to that. This is the sound here. I've got it all the way up here. I don't know if it's all the way up on my computer, but so far, the sound has been really good on the one that I've been listening to. Just checking them out. Over here, you see this little, if I want to exit the screen, the full screen, see that right there? I can click that, and it goes back to looking like this. And each one of them, this is a copy because I have lightened this one up, but it will say major Bible events, lesson one, introduction, and have that. Each one of them will have that on it. Okay, so you know exactly where you are on each one. There's even, you see this thing right here? It says settings. This is pretty handy. You see where it says speed here? It's on normal right now. But if you can still hear it, I don't know if you can hear this or not. You can make it 1.25, 1.5, or 2. So if you put 1.25... it's going to speed me up.
This, by the way, is John 1. This is the beginning in John 1. John 1:1.
Okay. Now, if I go over here and I really can hear fast, this is 1.5 times.
This is the beginning that we're looking at. Well,
well, it's not that bad. I'm just trying to show you some of the features. Excuse me. Okay, so if I stop this, well, I will stop it. I'm just going to go back like it's like we're done with this. And each one of these, oh, by the way, it also shows how many views there are. Lesson 1, now we've only had this up here on a few days. Lesson 1 has had 3 days. It's been up 3 days and has 14 views already. And the next one has 2 views. This one has 2 views. 2 days ago, too, this one has 2 views. So as you can see how many views there are. So if I look at this from time to time and they're all the same views, I'm going to say, well, if nobody's using it, maybe we won't even take the time to keep it updated or something. So y'all need to use it. Lesson number 4?
Yeah, I sent you an email. That's the one I got a message that says they've removed it.
Well, we're going to go back in time.
Okay. It's coming up.
We're back as far as we know how to go back, which was in Genesis 1:1, when God created.
I'm going too fast. I never did get it. Get back on normal.
Looking at verse 2.
Okay.
And it came, and it became.
Without, and you can stop at any time right there. Is that pretty neat? Oh, yeah, we have the Christmas decorations there, yeah. And we will see all these, how dark they are. We just haven't, there's only one that I lighten, excuse me, and that's this first one here. And Vidal has done one as well, I believe. Anyway, we have, it's because this was an idea. Somebody told me, you know, you can get your things on YouTube. I said, really? And they said, yeah. And I asked Vidal to look into it, and he had to get some special software to convert an MP3 into an MP4 in order to link it to the YouTube, and he got us on an account and got us a set up for it and everything. And so now it's just going to be customary. When right now we're just doing the major events series, and we'll have those on there, and people can go to anyone they want. And if you like one in particular, just note the address. I mean, let's say it's lesson number 14. And you might tell someone, hey, won't you go to YouTube and see what you think about lesson 14? And I don't know. Is anybody here use Facebook? That's what I thought. Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Well, what you might do as well is put that on Facebook and say, check out this website or this YouTube and a special one or whatever you want. Anyway, it can be used to get out. If we had young people here, I guarantee you, I wouldn't have to tell them that. They would already have it done before they got home, probably off their phone. Yes?
I was wondering about, someone has to know to go to CBC Brenham to get it. Is there some other cross-reference you can put in there, like creation, teaching on creation, because people, there are a lot of times it's just,
I'll answer you. There are ways on this that we're going to put certain hot point words when people are searching the internet.
Right.
And if we put creation on there, and they're searching and they get a hit, it will take them to here.
Right.
We just hadn't set that part up yet, but
okay.
that will happen.
Otherwise, you would just depend on people knowing it was CDC Brenham.
Yeah.
The creation might picked up by who knows who.
Yeah.
Okay.
So y'all need to tell folks so that they will know at least. See, there's several beauties to this. One is they don't have to go to a website like ours and navigate to something like they have to find the major Bible events link and then click on that and goes to another thing in order to get the lessons, and they may have to go through a series of lessons to get that. Then they click on that in order to get it. They might not do that, and even then they're not getting video. All they're getting is audio and notes. This is the only thing we have outside of DVDs that we are offering video now. And it's much easier just to go to YouTube and pick whatever heading, whichever one you want, and get video than it is to mail something in or for us to make DVDs. We don't mind making DVDs. We're fine with that. And there are people who don't have computers that get DVDs, and that's fine. But this is just a lot easier. And we're going to put a link on our website to say, now we have YouTube. Go to YouTube. Click on the channel. CBC Brenham. Click on the channel. And then video, and you have all the lists there. We're going to have that on the website. And by the way, one other thing while I'm on this, our website is over 20 years old. And we were told that it's so old that we're starting to lose data. It's where they used to use code. If you're going to do something, you just couldn't type it in or graphics or anything. You had to have a special code to move something or add something. And it's so old that the people who we have been dealing with that maintain our website, that means they upgrade it. Essentially what happens is that the equipment over there captures and does everything. I have a flash drive that I give them. They give me the audio. I already have the notes on there. And then Carrie takes them and uploads them to a managing a web manager that we pay in order to update it, because we don't know the code. We don't know how to do it. And so they're doing that now. But about 4 days ago, I went ahead and gave them the go ahead. They're going to completely redo the site. If we don't do it, we've already lost some in the MAD series. We had a full series, Mechanics of Applying Doctrine. And we were going through there, and they were just missing it. What happened to them? And that's starting to happen on the site. So we had to do something. So they are going to essentially, the site will still work just as it is now, but it'll take them probably maybe a couple of months to do this. They're going to completely do a brand new upscale website And now, it's not by code, so I can take it and make add-ons or do anything I want to without having to go through that long procedure. If I want to put something on the home page or something that's important, or I can do it. Sometimes I've been going through the website and I'll see something that I spelled wrong, or if I want to change, I can't do it. I mean, we have to spend all this time to tell them, go to this, to this page and on this paragraph, and this needs to change to that. And that's harder, and so there are things on the website that's just, I know there's something that's not right, but we weren't able to change it. Now we will be. And I think essentially what we're talking about is they're putting themselves out of business, because once we can do it ourselves, we won't need them to take the things and put on there. So I just thought I'd keep you, but it is expensive. We already paid them $1,800 for getting this upscale website. But in the long run, it's going to be much better. I mean, we can put graphics, we can do anything we want to with it, and they're going to train us how to do it. And so, anyway, I don't know why. Normally, I don't have a glare on that clock. Okay, I've taken nearly half the time doing this, and I might even give you a shorter version on this Sunday when more people are here, because I want people to know how to get on this so they can tell other people. Young people, even if they're 30 or below, I guess, something like that, you can tell them, go to YouTube and put on CBC. You don't have to tell them anything else. Bam, 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 they're there, and they already, all these things that I'm telling you, they already know. But can you see the advantages of YouTube? First of all, you're seeing a video that you wouldn't see otherwise unless you put in an order and we had to make the DVD and then mail it to you. And then you'd have to carry it around. If you have a computer, you can bring this up anywhere. If you're somebody's house and they have a computer and they're online, you're talking about a particular thing. Oh, would you like to see the video? We go to this particular place on it. Oh, really? Yeah, and you just do it. So I think this is going to be handy. Any questions before I move on?
How many hits do you get in a week?
I don't know. When Ron Schulte used to be our web manager, and at the end of the year, he would talk about how many hits that we had and where they were from. I mean, he was a kind of a web guru or whatever. And I was surprised that they came from all over the world, even in China. And a couple came out of Saudi Arabia. You'd never think they'd come out of there. And from all over the world. And I don't know, a month or a year, there was thousands and thousands of hits. And do y'all remember how many there were? But he broke it down one time. I have it at home. I still have it on a file somewhere. But it gets a lot of hits, a lot of activity. And this is just getting started. There was a CBC Brenham, but they didn't have, it was Calvary Baptist Church Brenham. And I looked at, and they had, I don't think, only one introductory video, and they had two hits on it, I think, and it was from, was it 2005 or something like that? So they set it up, they just didn't use it.
How long does this stay on record so people can go back and find these subjects? Is it something that stays forever, or is it something?
Yeah, as long as we have it on there, they'll be there.
Pay a fee to keep.
No, this is all free. Didn't cost us a dime.
I don't understand this free stuff.
Well, anyway, I thought it was important enough to take the time to show you this, because I want you to understand what it does and how handy it is. It's like having live streaming right at your fingertips anytime you want it, and you can freeze it, you can go back, you can even copy it, you can do anything you want to with it. And that's handy.
A lot of times, like, your phone will ring or something, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't want it, and you just click right in the middle. Just click right in the middle of the video, and it will pause it right there, and you can go do something. Come back, click again.
Yeah, it's got a lot of good advantages. And it will be, you see how dark this was? This one here? this one was that dark until I changed the coloring on it. And if we can do them all like that. I was talking about getting lighting, and I still have an appointment with somebody to come in and get the lighting, because the lighting, we have all this light around me, but when it comes out on video, it's horrible. But if we can change it here, we might rethink that, so we'll see. Okay, are y'all ready to get into doctrine?
Yeah. One more question.
Okay.
Do you have any advertising, any way of letting people know that you're on, that you have the site?
They're all right out here.
This is it.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to put it, we will put it on our homepage on our website as well. And there's a lot of people, one of the things that we saw is when we're doing all this record keeping of the website, there's a lot of people that they're just looking for a particular, let's say they're looking for eternal life. Well, I have a lot of information about eternal life. And they'll come to, it'll take them to Country Bible Church, and they will get on, and they might do a click or two and then move on. But it does bring people in. We get, I don't know, tens of thousands of hits in a year. I don't remember how many there was, but I know it was that many. So, one other thing. I should have done it while I still had the site up. Well, I didn't go to our site. Just remember this. This is something that most people forget or never knew. On our countrybiblechurch.us website, the far right-hand corner up there in the bar where you have all the little tabs, there's one on the far right that says search. If you click on that, it'll open a page, and you can click in. You can type a word, a phrase, whatever. And if it's on that website, all the things that are there, it will find it and list it down there for you to go through to see what you want. And most people don't think about that. If you're thinking, let's say a friend of yours is thinking about getting a divorce and you want to know the biblical aspect of divorce, you just click in that, up in that search engine. Well, you click that and it opens up the page and there's a space there and you put divorce. Go. And bam, it'll just have a whole list of everywhere in that website where I've addressed a divorce. Okay? Don't forget that and tell other folks about it because it's handy. Okay. Here we go. I'll show you where we left off last time. Right here. And y'all don't remember, do you? And God is able, so much as depends on whether one believes this or not, God is able to make all grace. And I said there's six types of grace, and your assignment was to be ready to tell me what they are this Tuesday. And y'all forgot, didn't you?
No?
Okay, good. To make all grace, and I have there's six types of grace, to abound to you that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. Now, the thing that's so wonderful about that verse, it's all-inclusive. To make all grace. God is able to make all grace abound to you that always having all sufficiency in everything. Can you get more universal than that? Now, God is able to do that, but He does not necessarily do it, because when you get down that you may have an abundance for every good work, that's in the subjunctive mood. It's only a potential. God is able to make this promise real for you. But He's not going to make it real for you if you're going to go through life being biblically illiterate, knowing nothing about the spiritual dynamics of the church age, knowing nothing about spirituality, not interested, not learning, not growing. That promise does not refer to you. It will never be applicable to you. But those who are growing in grace, who have positive volition, who understand that doctrine is their life, it's the only way that we're going to have the superabundant life that God wants us to have. Then this lot that is for you. And so, at the end of this, every good deed, right here, every good deed, This does not mean that every believer will superabound. Only grace-oriented believers are given an abundance for every good work. Grace orientation, the intake of grace, always exceeds the output of grace. That's where it ended. Okay, now we're going to go to a PowerPoint. And on that PowerPoint, you're going to tell me about the six types of grace. So here is our PowerPoint. And there we are.
Oh, mercy.
Okay. Now, I want to know what the six types of grace are. Six types of grace. Is that right? The grace are. And I want them in order. What is God's first contact with us? What is it?
Common grace.
Okay, common grace. Let's see if that's on there. There it is, common grace. Okay, anybody know what it is? I mean, can you say in your own words what common grace is? I mean, you don't have to. In fact, you can just raise your hand if you know. I won't even have you tell. Okay. Oh, when I say you don't have to say anything, everybody raised their hand. That reminds me of my dad one time went to a place and the guy said they had something on sale and he said he went to get it and they said, well, we don't have it right now. My dad says, well, yeah, I guess if I had a store and I could put everything on sale while I didn't have it, I guess I'd have a sale all the time. Okay, common grace. This is actually the kind of grace that God gives every time a person gives an accurate presentation of the gospel. Because what is happening here is quite unique. Because you're talking to a spiritually dead unbeliever and you're giving him something that is part of spiritual phenomenon and he is spiritually dead. And so God has got to take up the slack. And the way he takes up, and I'm talking about God the Holy Spirit, as he makes that gospel perspicuous, clear, lucid, so that that unbeliever is able to make a decision based on truth that he can understand. You find this in Matthew, I think it's 16:16, or 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, I believe it's verse 3. When Christ was talking to Peter, he said, who do they say I am? And they say, well, they think you're a teacher and all. And he says, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Son of God, the Messiah. And Christ said, flesh and blood did not teach you this, but my Father in heaven. In other words, Peter wasn't able to digest all that and come up with it. It took a supernatural act of Peter to understand the spiritual things of the gospel. The same thing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Anybody got a Bible handy that can look up, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1? Is it verse 3? I would look it up, but I've got one hand tonight. This one is stuck on a mic.
Verse 3 says,
1
Thessalonians
yeah.
chapter 1 verse 3 says, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. The presence of our God and Father.
Okay, what verse? Maybe 4 or 5, maybe.
4 is knowing brethren.
There you go.
Beloved by God, His choice of
you. Okay.
5 is for our gospel did not
there you
come
go.
To you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Full conviction.
Okay, it's 1 Thessalonians 1:5. I was 2 verses off. Came in the Holy Spirit and in power. So that's what common grace is. And let me tell you why this is important to know. Because y'all know about Calvinism. Because I've taught it in depth. And they were so close. But they take a wrong turn and they go right into the ditch. Because they know that an unbeliever, a spiritually dead unbeliever, cannot understand the spiritual phenomenon of the gospel. But instead of recognizing common grace, as a few of the verses that we were talking about just then, they say, well, what happens is God has to give you that grace. He's got to give you the grace in order to understand the gospel. He gives you that gift before you even believe. To actually think in a sense that you are actually regenerated so that you're able to understand it. And it gets all jumbled up there. So that is an important one. What's the next one? Once you believe, what happens? Efficacious grace.
Okay.
All right. Efficacious grace comes from the word effective. That's all right. You know, if you give a shout out and it's wrong, so what? Listen, it doesn't mean a thing.
We learned that word.
Yeah. It comes from effective. Efficacious means that grace is effective. How is it effective? Are you saying just one little blip of faith towards Jesus Christ means that I am born again, that I have eternal life, that I have God's own righteousness and about 40 other things just because of that blip of faith? Yes, but it's not. Here's what's so important to understand. It's not how strong that faith is. It's not how much you have. It's not the quality of your faith. It's always the what? Object of the faith. The smallest bit of faith, whatever the smallest amount is, directed toward Jesus Christ, means that efficacious grace kicks in, because then the Holy Spirit can take that faith, because it's in the right object, and make it for salvation. Makes it effective for salvation. And you're saved because of efficacious grace. It's because of what the Holy Spirit does when you have the right object. Then, boom, it's effective. And here it is right here. Efficacious grace. So you go from an unbeliever, the Holy Spirit takes that faith, converts it into regeneration for you, and then what comes up next? Sandy?
Logistical grace.
There you go. What is logistical grace? Let me ask you some questions first. What if a person believes in Jesus Christ and they never grow? In fact, they become a worse sinner than they were before. Don't tell me that's not possible. It happens all the time. So, what about that person? Does he get logistical grace? He does? Then, what is logistical grace based on?
God's faithfulness.
Yes, God's faithfulness. What does that believer, who never grows, he's one of the worst believers in the world, why is it that God can give him logistical grace without compromising his essence? What does that person have? That's right. He has God's own righteousness. So God isn't compromising His essence, because when we're born again, we know that God's righteousness is imputed to us. And we know that because of Romans chapter 4, verse 5, in one verse, isn't it? Y'all all know that one, right? To the one who does not work, but believes on Him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness. And that opens the door to everything. Logistical grace, it also has to do with eternal security. We don't have to go around trying to produce our own righteousness for God to accept, which He never can. And He's able to give us logistical grace. Some of you remember the grace pipeline. Remember that? All that grace comes down the grace pipeline. And it goes from where? The justice of God to the righteousness of God, which we have. It's been imputed to us. Okay, so logistical grace. That's the beans, the bullets, everything that we need. And we need a lot, don't we? We need a lot to sustain us. I've been to a few places before where there was a lot of people being fed. Have you ever thought about how much food it takes just to feed, oh, let's say 500 people? Can you imagine how much food that takes for just... Can you imagine what we have, 340 million, something like that, in the U.S.? Can you imagine how much food that has to be produced off of this planet every single day? And yet we don't have to fret. We don't have to worry. Logistical grace. What God... And why do we have all this logistical grace? What is the purpose? The whole purpose of it all is to glorify God. And all that logistics is for you to grow up spiritually so that you can glorify God. And unfortunately, probably 90% or more of all the logistics that are there to help support Christians so they can grow up and glorify God by what God is able to do through them, so that He is able to be blessed. When He blesses us in the devil's world, then He is glorified. What's next? There you have it. Super grace. Do you know how many people have never heard of super grace? Do you know that most of the people, including believers, that you will ever meet, have never heard the word super grace? They have no concept of it even existing. Can you imagine that? What a waste. In James, He giveth more grace. More grace. And that means that grace can grow. And I think it's 2 Peter 3:16. I'm not certain, but Mary, won't you look that up for me and make sure I'm right on this. 2 Peter 3:16. We are to grow in grace and knowledge. What does that tell us? Grace can grow.
Verse 18.
Is it 3:18? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the last verse. And our next to last?
It's the last verse.
In 2 Peter 3:18. And it's grow in grace and not. So grace can grow. Are you interested in grace growing? Are you okay with the grace that you have? I mean, if someone told you, like the Bible says, you can have more grace, would you say, oh, well, really, I'm not interested. I have all the grace that I need. That's how most Christians behave. They don't even know that there's more grace. Everyone gets logistical grace. It doesn't depend on who and what you are. It depends on who and what God is. But when it gets to super grace, once a person is consistent and they're taking in the doctrine and they are applying the doctrine, then they're moving forward, they get into a spiritual adulthood and they're moving into spiritual maturity, they're in the thick of the angelic conflict. All of that is rewarded not only in eternity, but in the here and now. There's 6 categories of super grace blessings. We've gone over them in the past. I don't care what I care. I mean, you don't have to memorize all this, but what you have to do is understand that this is a great motivating force. We can have more grace now in time, even to the point to where we have historical impact. That means that people are going to be blessed because of us. It's called blessing by association. A lot of temporary blessings come along with that. That's nothing compared to what we're going to have in heaven, because that's where the big time super grace blessings kick in. But only those believers who are growing up spiritually, who have spudazo, they have a hunger, they have an insatiable desire to learn more about God because it fills the void, and you know that's the only way that you are going to get the abundant life that God wants us to have. Apart from growing in grace and knowledge, hear that, and knowledge, you will be a mediocre believer that will be confused in this life. You'll be angry, you'll be befuddled, and you will possibly die the sin unto death. And you will be disciplined. And most people, there are so many believers out there, even ones who are saved, really saved. I mean, they heard the gospel and they believe it. But they're not interested in the Word of God. They're not interested in spiritual things. Because their attitude is, well, I'm going to heaven. I'll be in heaven. That's all that matters. Heaven's a good place. I've got other things to do here in time. What happens to them in time? Miserable, angry, making horrible decisions that brings on trouble. And on top of that, you add divine discipline in the here and now. And they will go into eternity and they will stand before Jesus Christ and they will be ashamed because of all the grace blessings that God provided. But they have this cavalier, don't give a hoot attitude about things of the Spirit. Things of God. And so they will go into heaven and they will be a peon for eternity. And I have told people that and they still, oh, well, I know, but still heaven's a great place. Okay.
Mike, the amazing thing is that the power to do this, achieve this super grace life, is also given by God through the filling of the Holy Spirit.
Well, yeah,
we can't even start to accomplish this without the filling of the Holy Spirit.
That's the circles. When I say circles, most of you, if not all of you, understand it comes right in your mind. You know exactly what we're talking about. Without the filling of the Holy Spirit, one can't even understand spiritual phenomena. Isn't it amazing that an unbeliever can understand spiritual phenomena when the gospel is given, but a believer who is born again and has a human spirit, apart from the filling of the Holy Spirit, cannot understand doctrine, because the Holy Spirit is our teacher and our mentor, but He won't teach someone that don't care. Who's not interested, they got better things to do. And so this super grace is a big issue. You know, I've done this before to people. Just throwing it out there for you to chew on. People that you know are believers but are going nowhere. Ask them if they ever heard of super grace. Do they have any idea of what super grace may be? And 2 Peter 3:18 is not hard to remember. Growing grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By the way, those go together, don't they? You're not going to grow in grace if you don't grow in knowledge. The more knowledge you have, the more grace God gives you. And even then, see, we can't take credit for anything. He's talking about the filling of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to understand this spiritual phenomenon, such as being filled with the Holy Spirit, going from carnality into spirituality. 1 John 1:9, that is all spiritual. I've talked to people before who thought 1 John 1:9 was the gospel verse. I mean, there's some confused people out there. So then we have super. And what is this? What is super grace? It is a great motivator. It's an inspiration for us. Because we're not just talking about now. We're talking about for all eternity. Okay, we have super grace. So where are we going next?
Dying grace.
Okay. Are y'all have a guide down there? Are y'all got it in here?
Wasn't dying grace the last?
No. It's not the last one. We have 6. That's 5. Okay, what is dying grace? Nobody knows. Nobody here has experienced it yet, have you? Dying grace is having an extra measure of grace when you die. There is no fear. In fact, you're anticipating what you have known for a long time, looking forward to meeting the Lord Jesus Christ and being out of this veil of tears. And there is no fear. And I've talked to people, even some that are in here, that have faced death before, and there was no fear. That is dying grace. The other side of the coin of dying grace is a horrible death, full of fear and desperation and ignorance. For a lot of people, death is just a leap off a cliff in the night. They have no idea what's going to happen. But one reason we have confidence and we don't have the fear is because the Bible has told us what's going to happen. We're not going to cease to exist. We're not going to be worm bait. Our body may be, but we're going to get a new one of those, aren't we? And in the meantime, we're face to face with the Lord. It is just a relocation. And you know, let's all be at least completely honest here. Most people say they're not afraid to die, but they don't want to die today. And I'm that way. You're probably that way as well. I'm so glad that our death is in God's hands. It will be the right way at the right time. We don't have to worry about it. When it happens, it happens. But we have friends. We have people we love. We understand this environment. And it's going to be a completely different environment. And that is a little scary in the sense that you're going like from, it will be like going from a dark room, opening the door into a lighted, a beautiful place. But it is the not knowing, it is the anticipation that is so worrisome. But not to people who really understand that Jesus Christ is not ever going to leave us or forsake us, is He? And the Bible says, blessed are those who, godly ones, who experience death, because that's when Jesus Christ is going to be the most, not only important, but intimate with us. Dying grace. That is, by the way, if you don't have super grace, or at least being a believer who is moving towards super grace, moving out of spiritual babyhood, out of adolescence, into spiritual adulthood, then you're going to start understanding about what dying grace is. Apart from that, people can't understand it. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the knowledge, the tools in order to understand it. There's one more. You know what it is? Surpassing grace. That is such a good term. By the way, I didn't come up with these terms. I learned them just like you have probably, or are learning. Because the surpassing grace, everything that we have, this surpasses every grace that's there. This is talking about the grace that we will receive when we're on the other side. When we are in our resurrection bodies, when this old wicked world is behind us. Then there will be surpassing grace. You know, just think about it. In this life, what we know only is the bodies that we have. And our bodies are so limited. Now, they're phenomenal beyond description. But they're very limited. And even as fabulous as our mind, our brains are, I mean, it is, out of everything, the crown of our bodies and the phenomenal things that our intestines do, the heart, the lungs, the circulation, all these things are going, nothing even gets close to the brain. The brain is not our soul. It gets complicated because the soul needs the brain to think, but the brain is not the soul. The soul is immaterial. And so we're limited. But when we get outside this body in another realm, we will see things, hear things, and be exposed to things we can't even begin to imagine. Can you imagine taking someone? We don't have to go that far back. Let's just say we go back to the founding of our country. 1776. What was the mode of transportation? Horse. What was the way they got light for the most part? Fire. You know, it had to be a flame to get light. And people usually didn't ever travel further than 50 miles from their own home. If you took someone from that era and just transposed them right into our society today, take them to Houston. Put them on the freeway. Go to the airport. Can you imagine how absolutely undone they would be? And we don't think anything of it. That is nothing compared to what it will be like to leave this veil of tears, like I said, and go into the glory and majesty and perfect environment where God lives. And we will be there only a short time, won't we? That is, if we are in the rapture generation. If we are raptured, it won't be long that we're going to be in that eternal state. About 7 years later, we're headed back to earth, aren't we? But we won't be the same. And it's our soul and spirit that will be returning to earth. And we will receive a new body. You see what I have on my arm here? That is something to help my elbow pain here. And I'm not even 70 yet. I'm going to say that more and more because I won't be able to say it that much longer. And as we grow older, I don't have to tell any of you here that this body starts breaking down. But it ain't going to be glorious to not have any pain. There'll be no sorrow. There'll be no tears. There'll be no sin. It's going to be fabulous. So that's surpassing grace. I had no idea tonight that I would take so long on going over the YouTube, but I hope that you are now familiar with it and you will be encouraged to tell others. I know all of you have grandchildren, or most of you do, or even some of young people. Tell them about it, because you can't ever tell. They might go there and actually get on there and find something that they might really like. And all it takes is one. Because then if they get on YouTube and they start putting these things out, you don't know where they're going to go. But it all starts with each one of us is to tell someone else. We don't advertise. We don't need to advertise. Because each one of us are an advertisement by the way we live and the things we do and the things that we don't do. We are all ambassadors of the Most High, and it is incumbent upon every one of us to give the gospel. Y'all remember 2 Corinthians 5:19? For God was in Christ. Remember that? Reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And what has He given us? Given us the word of reconciliation. That means given us the word, the gospel to give out. So most of y'all know, maybe y'all all knew these, but isn't it good to go over these sometime?
Yes.
I mean, it's a lot like going over the essence box, going over the six kinds of grace. It reminds us of what all our God has done for us already. He's already given us common grace, efficacious grace. Now He is giving us logistical grace. For some, He's giving super grace. And who knows? Before it's over with, we might all get dying grace. You know what you get if you get dying grace? Surpassing grace.
Mike, how long before this will be on YouTube? This lesson's done.
How long will this be before it's on YouTube? I'm not, you know, we're still figuring this out.
If somebody was following it systematically, like...
We don't even have all that worked out yet as to who's going to put... uplink this and, you know, have our system going. But here's the thing. See, when we were doing the notes that I said and we're still doing it this way, we take them on the flash drive, take them home, Carrie goes through them and helps edit my notes and so forth, sends it up to this company that puts it on the website. They only do it one day a week. We have to get all that information for Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and we have to have that ready for them Thursday. So they do it one time a week, and sometimes they're not always that early. So if we had, for instance, day after tomorrow would be Thursday, and if we sent that in, you know, that lesson will be done Thursday, it will be Thursday before they even get that on the website. Even if they get it on then. So it's a week away, and I'm sure that we're going to have a system where the YouTubes will be on there much, much faster. Maybe the same day. I don't know.
I'm praying, and I hope others will join me in that prayer, because I don't know about y'all. There are people I deal with. There's different things at different times, and I want them to listen to it now.
Yeah.
And I would send it, see, but if they can't, then several days pass. They must get their mind and the whole routine.
Once we get that worked out, I'm pretty confident that it will probably be put on the same day.
That'd be great.
Maybe not the same hour, but by the next day, I think it will probably be on there, and that's another plus. By the way, what was it? Not last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, we didn't have any live streaming. Remember that? Bidell has already, I don't know how he does it, but he got it off of something. And he has that on the YouTube. It's lesson number 14 or 16, something like that. It's there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lessons, and then lesson 14 or 16, whatever it is. That 16 is, or whatever lesson that is, that's out of sync like that, is for people who did not get it, that live streaming. It's there. Now they can get it and get it in video. That's another plus that we can have with the YouTube. Okay? I don't know, Cindy's.
You got one, Cindy?
Okay.
How did the Old Testament believers, without the indwelling and filling of the Spirit, I know some of them were given special.
Yeah, they had the endowment of the Holy Spirit.
I know, but the average guy. Yeah. That was Moses. I'm not a Baptist believer.
I can already answer your question. I know where you're going.
How did they understand scripture from them?
They did it in shadows and images and ritual, that type of thing. Yeah, see, you're talking about progressive revelation. They didn't have all that we had. Most of them couldn't read anyway. And so they had symbols, and they had the temple. They had everything about that was speaking of Jesus Christ. That's how they learned. I got to close. We're already past. Father, thank you for this time that we can go into your word and see that there are 6 different types of grace and how totally unmerited these phenomenal things that you do for us are. We don't merit them. It's all, of course, because of your grace, and we're thankful of that. We're also thankful that you have allowed us to get on this technology that can, we don't know where it'll go. We all need to pray for this. This is the first week that we've had this YouTube, and it can be a powerful force. So we need to be praying for that. Help us to get it in use it in a way that it will look professional and people will be attracted to it. All of this is for your glory, and we thank you for it and pray that you will help us to get the word out, not only the gospel, but the good news of Jesus Christ. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.